Welcome to the HBOT News Network, and it is my great pleasure to have Dr. Hemal Mehta return to continue the conversation in our conversation series. Welcome back, Dr. Mehta.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here again.
Oh, it's wonderful that you came back. Thank you. So back to the IV therapy, one of the things that I've learned about is the high-dose vitamin C for cancer patients, that if the cancer patient fasts and the glucose glycogen is out of their system, right? And correct me if I'm wrong with some of the terms and phrases. As you know, I'm a structural engineer, but I did take biology in school, so I get some of it and I have to look a lot of it up. When that is out of your system and you introduce vitamin C and you have tumors, that the tumors can't recognize the difference between glucose and vitamin C. The vitamin C then it gets absorbed by the tumor, and then inside the tumor, it turns into a chemical like hydrogen peroxide, right, where it actually destroys the tumor. And so there's tremendous benefit from fasting and getting the vitamin C.
Right.
Throw in hyperbarics.
Right.
And some of the clinics will tell you that. Some very serious cancers are eradicated.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's a game changer, adding in that oxygen therapy to it. It makes a lot of sense. And exactly what you described is what happens within a cancer cell to destroy that cancer cell. But part of the problem is everybody wants that. We're so focused on chemotherapy, on drug therapy for cancers, that we miss a lot of the simple therapies that can be extremely beneficial. And as physicians, we're trained that way, unfortunately. You know, we're trained to look at what's the latest chemotherapy that can help this tumor, you know, or a combination of therapy that can help this tumor, destroy this tumor. And you're so focused on all of that and all of that research, and a lot of research money is moving towards that. I have a hem-onc doctor colleague of mine that works at Duke who told me, every time he attempts to get approval for a study, it's difficult unless there's a drug involved. And so those things kind of need to change, I believe. You know, we need to look at other avenues as part of our studies too that can help with cancer patients. And universities are starting to look at that, which is good. Funding is a little bit harder. So I think the pharmaceutical companies have a lot of money and they're able to fund their medications. So getting the funding for these new therapies, I think, is going to be important to help.
I think, you know, and just coming across some very, you know, close family members that are dealing with some cancers and went down the route of the chemotherapy and then shifted gears after the effects they had after, you know, single treatment, is that one of the things that I've learned from a scientist friend of mine who does the chemo drug trials, or he's involved in them. And we had this conversation after I went to the first hyperbaric conference, and I heard from Dominic D'Agostino, who is he's a researcher. He was researching hyperbaric oxygen and its effects of cancer, and he also was looking at the ketogenic diets and deep ketosis and combining the two. And it was small animal studies.
Wow.
And he was, you know, it's very clear. He's done so many TED Talks. People can look that up and see Dominic D'Agostino's TED Talks. But in 2014, he released that information. But aside from that, he was talking about chemotherapy, that it was in the 1% successful category.
Right.
And I think that it's marketed, though, differently, is that your survival rate is 80% in 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but the thing is that they don't tell you is that it's 79% if you don't do it.
Right, yeah.
And so what if you did some of the holistic stuff and you compromise this cancer?
Right.
You know, what could it be then? And of course, you sort of go back to fasting. There's no money in fasting.
Right.
You know, there's less money for the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
And food is medicine.
Right.
So now you're going to circle the store and not go in the center.
Right.
And you're going to see your food bill cut in half.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Even if it's organic, it's still going to be cut in half. And oxygen, it's been around since, you know, as we say, the second day.
Right.
When the atmosphere and oxygen showed up on the planet. And so there's no money in it. There's no patents. There's no money to research it. And I think the general public maybe just needs to stand up and find doctors like yourself and just say, I'm going down this path.
Yeah.
Because that 1% is actually probably a minus in the end, because I want more than 5 years.
Oh, yeah.
I want to live a full life.
Yep. I have a personal experience with that. My father passed away about 10 years ago of cancer. He had a papillary thyroid cancer. And it normally is, I remember speaking to the oncologist and him saying, oh, that's 96, 98% treatable with radioactive iodine. Unfortunately, he had the 2% that was not treatable, and it had metastasized, and they did some pretty aggressive chemotherapy on him, which, you know, it just wasn't working. So the oncologist told me, well, he's going to have probably about 6 months to live. And so we started him on a therapy of using nutritional therapy, like a high dose vitamin C. We couldn't get IV at the time. So we were doing oral vitamin C therapy. He started drinking wheatgrass. My mother would grow the wheatgrass, and he would cut it and make it and drink it every day. And started doing a lot of natural therapies. And then he was also doing a breathing technique, a meditative breathing technique that increases your oxygen level in your body daily. And he ended up living 3 years.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. And the doctors were a bit blown away. They thought, how is it possible that he's still alive after 6 months? And they thought we were doing some chemotherapy or some other kind of form of therapies that was drug related, and told them, no, we're not. Unfortunately, towards the end, his tumors were improving and shrinking, and his oncologist convinced him, hey, let's hit it with one good chemo and knock this out because they've gotten so small. And they gave him the chemo, and unfortunately, it caused cardiotoxicity, and he passed from that. But it was incredible that he made it 3 years.
Yeah, you know? It's sad that happens, and I've seen that with close friends or people I've met, you know, even with young children, that just they go back for the one more chance. Mm-hmm. My whole thing here is that if you're feeling better, don't stop.
Right.
If you're getting improvements, don't stop. Don't change and try something else.
Right.
Like if the chemo was working.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
You
right.
Mm-hmm. And then you're in the 1% maybe.
Right.
You know, and so very unfortunate. Well, I certainly enjoyed our conversation, and I'm sure anyone listening to this can enjoy it as well.
Well, thank you. I enjoyed being here, and I enjoyed talking to you. Thank you.